And I'll remember to record too. All right, Amy.
Morning, everybody. Amy Watkins, Watch from ECT, which is a bicycle and pedestrian safety program paid for by the DOT and managed by Connecticut Children's.
Excellent. Eugene.
Eugene Nichols, Department of Public Health.
All right, Jim.
Jim Rogue from the South Central Council of Governments down here. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Kristen.
Good morning. Kristen Hegestilianos, Western Connecticut Council of Governments.
Richard.
Good morning. Rich Donovan with the Naugatuck Valley Council of Governments.
And Sam.
Hey, Sam Alexander, Southeast Cog.
All right. And I think a couple more people will be joining us in a few minutes, but just to get started, I don't think there's anyone from the public, but if there's anyone from the public who wishes to make a comment, they may do so now. Hearing none though, I'll start, I'm gonna start screen sharing here. Okay, can everybody see my screen?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Why is that? There we go. How about now?
It looks like it's loading. Yep, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. So it's telling me that you guys can see my screen, so I assume that's true. All right. So this is the May 26th meeting of the Active Living and Active Transportation Advisory Committee. So the agenda today, we already went through public comments and introductions. So I just sent out the minutes. You probably all haven't had a chance to look at them. We could push that until the next meeting if you like, or we could, if anyone has had a chance to look at them, we could approve them now. It's up to you guys.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay. Do we have a second?
A second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed? All right. Minutes pass. All right, thank you. So then the next thing is just sort of an update on our activities in year four. So year four, we just started back in September. Really in October. Caitlin is entering. And one of the big change here was that Fitzgerald and Halliday, or actually, I guess now they're called FHI Studio, is no longer the prime consultant on the project. They are now a sub-consultant to Street Plans, who you just met during the introductions. So that's a bit of a change, but it's, you know, there's still some, I believe, there's still a lot of institutional knowledge on the team about the project. Street Plans was a sub to FHI, so they really just sort of switched places. So that's good. And it's been going pretty well. We've had a lot of projects started. So I'll just get right into that. There we go, year four updates. So one of the projects that we've already basically completed, actually I think it is complete now, was we did a series of Complete Streets workshops for the City of New London. We held two workshops, one with staff, one with the public. And this was really to help the city gain input on their planned Complete Streets policy. So this was all done online. We used some Google Jamboard and had a fairly good participation from both the public and the city staff. Had a lot of interesting discussion about safety and accessibility and things like that. So I think that it was well received, and we've written up a little report about what we heard and delivered that to the city staff. I don't know, Mike or Rachel, if you have anything else to say about that one.
Don't have anything to add. I think it just was well received, like you said, and really enjoyed speaking with council specifically in terms of the leadership in New London. Really seemed to respond well to the topic and feel like it's a big need in New London.
Yeah, it was a good event. And if there's no questions about that one, just sort of move on. The next one is a project that's still underway, although we've done a fair amount of work on this. This is an intersection improvement in Groton. So this would be a temporary improvement centered at Bridge Street and North Street. This is where the I-95 ramps are with the Gold Star Memorial Bridge. It's a very interesting intersection with a slip lane and a large island and a pedestrian path coming in off the bridge. There's some businesses in the area, a lot of driveways. So it's a fairly complicated area, but I think that the proposal put together by Street Plans is a pretty good one. It was fairly well received, I think, by the city that we're working with, mostly working with the city of Groton, not the town. And it's a phased approach that they have. There's the temporary improvements, but then there's also a sort of conceptual drawings of a more permanent solution to the intersection that would involve possibly removing the slip lane and just to improve some of the safety at that intersection. And Mike and Rachel, we're in the process now of sort of trying to plan the demonstration aspect of this, correct?
That's right. That's right. So it'll be a demonstration of some of the elements that you see there on the screen over several days to get more public feedback and just to better understand how the improvements work. And I think even testing out things like turning radii for some of the trucks, emergency response vehicles, et cetera, and just how they are able to move through the intersection. And that would then help inform the final sort of vision plan for the long-term upgrades that we'd like to see occur here, which, yes, includes removing that slip lane to improve the safety and access to and from the path that goes not just to the bridge, but also to the neighborhoods to the north of the interstate.
Yeah, and so we held a public workshop on April 19th. I think it was fairly well received as well. There was a lot of interesting discussion about conditions out there. And again, that planned install is to be determined, still working with the city to schedule that. Any questions on that? Okay. All right. And then moving over to the city of Meriden. We're working on a parklet design. This is in front of the CT Rail train station. There's a currently grassy sort of plaza out in front there. And the city was looking for opportunities to sort of activate that space, make it more attractive to pedestrians. And then also looking at some improvements to the streets to sort of make it a little bit more bike and ped friendly. So this is some concept plans to add a little bit more of a hardscape using, I believe, pea gravel, and having a activation plan that would show, I believe we had three different sort of concepts for activating the sites. You know, one of them is having a sort of a brewery pop-up. There's also a movie night pop-up, and then also just sort of a everyday weekday sort of activation where you could have some food trucks lined up and some tables and tents and other amenities. So we have the design all ready. And one element that you see here, the large wall on the building is not actually part of our project. There's a project that the city is undertaking on that building with Rise Up CT, which is an artist group that does big murals. We're actually partnering them with them on another project, but they're doing a large scale mural on that wall. So that's just shown in our designs, just as a reference point. Mike, anything to add?
Yeah, I think the real hope here is that we can find a way to program this space with some frequency. As to mention, just daily tables and chairs set up for use in the park, but then some more, let's say larger scale events that could be held in the space. And so we're kind of in the process now of creating that sort of activation and stewardship plan and the roles and responsibilities that different partners would take in delivering that programming. So we are working that out with the city, Parks Department, and then potentially other partners who would help bring some more life to the space to make it more appealing. There's also residents that now live across the street in a mixed-use building. So, giving them sort of a front door open space is also, I think, one of the benefits here, just making it more usable. As Tim mentioned, it's just currently grass and is not used for much at all. So it's a big opportunity right in the heart of the downtown and next to the train station.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention, this actually follows up on a project we did last year where we created a sort of parklets streetery kind of guide for both Stamford and Meriden. And so this kind of follows up on that. This was actually a two-phase project. We did the parklet guide in year three, and then did the install in year four, or will be doing the install in year four. We're still working on timing with the city on that, though.
I think it should be mentioned, too, that part of our budget for this project includes purchasing a lot of the elements that you might see on the screen there. So the materials themselves for the activations. We have, I think it's $7,000 or $7,500 set aside to help bring the space to life.
Yeah, although we won't be purchasing the food trucks, but
true.
Yeah, wish we could. All right, next one is over in Newtown. We are working on a routing plan for the extension of the Housatonic Trail into Newtown up to their, Fairfield Hills? Is that what it's called? The where the town center or the community center is?
Yes.
Fairfield Hills, yeah. So bringing it from the town line, the southern town line up to that sort of activity center. There's a brewery up there, there's a community center, the town offices. So it's a lot of park space up there. So developing an overall routing plan and then a few more detailed locations along there showing how some kind of pinch points and problematic areas of the routing would be solved or could be solved. There's a lot of, there's an active rail line there. Well, actually, I think now that spur is now inactive, but there's some topography changes and some areas where the right-of-way gets narrow. So this is some of the stuff that we'll be working on. We've already come up with the three pinch points that we're looking at, one you see here, and we presented that to the city or to the town, and we're working on refining those designs. Mike or Rachel, anything else?
We're just waiting on the city to kind of get us some more detailed images. I think that's key, but that's where it's at right now.
One of the challenges is that we really couldn't walk most of the trail, being the active right-of-way that it is. So we toured, portions of the corridor by, accessing streets that cross over. So there's a few points where you can kind of look down and see the right of way from above, as well as kind of walk the portion that leads right into the town line, so we can see how the trail currently terminates. So the city the town is actively now getting us some of these photographs from on the ground. So it gives us a bit more understanding of the topographical conditions and the wetland conditions and things that we can see on maps and we can see, in sort of remote sensing, but we cannot truly understand in terms of developing some more specific designs for some challenging areas until we have those photos. So that's kind of what we're waiting on for the next step. And then we will develop some designs for those areas.
Yeah, and I think just one thing to add is that within this complex, there is an existing sort of trail network, and this would really extend that and make it a lot more attractive and provide a lot more active transportation options for the residents. So we're excited about that. All right. So those, okay, yeah, we have one more. We did a, this was kind of a mini project. This is a very small scale little pilot project that we did in Thompson. It was a walking school bus program, coincided with Walk to School Day. This was very low activity on our part. The school did most of the work here. We just sort of purchased some materials for them. They have a small but mighty cohort who did the Walk to School Day and continued with the walking school bus for a while. I'm not sure if that has continued into the spring. I imagine it ended in the winter for a while. But these are sort of programs that really encourage kids to walk or bike to school by providing a safe method to do that, by providing adults to watch the routes and to help them with crossing the streets. We have one more person who just showed up. So that was a nice little pilot project. One thing that did happen with this was right when they were rolling this out, unfortunately, as a walking school bus, was when all of the school bus driver shortages were happening. And so some parents were a little miffed, thinking that this was a way to save money by switching over from actual school buses to the walking school bus. They interpreted this as a way of getting around the school bus shortage, which I thought was a kind of a funny reaction to have. But I think it was overall fairly well received. And then we also did a bunch of bike rack purchases. You only see some of them here on this map, but we did 30 bike racks in 4 towns, New London, New Milford, South Windsor, and West Hartford. So these are mostly delivered now, although we actually, one issue that we ran into this year, as you may have guessed, supply chain issues. We still have some of the bike racks are outstanding. They haven't been shipped yet even because metal tubing is apparently hard to come by, or at least the kind that they need for the bike racks. So even though we've ordered these, geez, what was it, Rachel, back in January or something like that? They haven't all shipped yet, so.
No, there's just that one, I think, is still holding it up.
Yeah, so if anyone is looking to buy bike racks, just be aware that they are more expensive now, because we're getting surcharges on top of it for material shortages, as well as being delayed. But hopefully these will all go in soon, and it'll provide quite a bit of extra bike parking in these towns. We're excited about that. And then we've also continued with the Bike Walk Connecticut. I don't think Mary is on the call, is she? I don't think she came today. But so with Bike Walk Connecticut, we were doing a train the trainer program where we train teachers in bike safety curriculum. This is targeted at 4th grade children. So really looking at PE teachers in elementary schools. Also, we were bringing in local advocates from the community who are willing to help out with the program. These have been very well received in the schools that we've done it in. This year, we're doing Canton, Cheshire, and possibly Portland. We're still working with them on getting that set up. But there was a local advocacy group that was very excited about it. And the school is open to it, but we still haven't scheduled everything yet. Part of this is also that we're going to be buying 2 bike racks for each of the schools to make those schools more bike friendly. But it's a great program that's been very successful in like South Windsor, for example. They've done this for quite some time and it's been very well received. Really helps to make the kids safer riders overall. And holdover from years 1 and 2, unfortunately, we're still working on this one, is the floating bus platform in New Haven. This is a modular system that comes from a company called Zikla. I think they're in Spain, or at least that's what they manufacture these. But it really provides a platform that extends the sidewalk out into a out to the travel lane so that buses don't have to pull out of the travel lane to let passengers on. It allows for ADA compliance as well because it is level with the sidewalk. And they're modular, they can accommodate bike lanes being on the other side of them. It's a very interesting product. We're excited to try it out. And we've just due to some staff turnover in New Haven, we haven't been able to get it installed, but we're told that's going to change soon. I don't know, Mike, have you heard anything recently?
Unfortunately, no updates on that as of now, but the city's new director of traffic, transportation, and parking, Sandeep, he is now up to speed on the project. And I believe the city was just trying to figure out, would it go in the location that we had originally designed for, or they might want to consider a different location. One of the major changes since we started the effort there several years ago is that they've now passed their bus plan called Move New Haven. And they've identified a few corridors for bus rapid transit. And a couple of those would be what they call these mini hubs. And so now I think it's being considered to be placed in one of the mini hubs, which would just require kind of not going back to the drawing board, but really thinking through the specific elements that would have to be considered for implementation at a different place. So there would be another step to take in just working through the design with the city to get this one done. So hopefully we'll get there soon.
Yeah, it'll be a nice demo once it's done. And they have a second one that they've purchased on their own. So it'll be interesting to see how that all works out. Okay, so any questions, comments on the year four updates? Anything anyone would like to know more about? Okay. All right, so year five, this is going to be, I think, a little bit of a discussion here. So one of the things, and I think I mentioned this at our last meeting, one of the things that the CDC really wanted us to prioritize was disadvantaged communities and neighborhoods and areas that have been, sort of under-resourced traditionally. So we've been prioritizing that in our selection criteria when we do solicitations. But unfortunately, a lot of the projects that we did get weren't in disadvantaged communities. So for year five, and we discussed this last time, we decided to be a little bit more intentional about reaching out to communities that we hadn't been able to do projects in. So for example, let's see, what do I have on here? We've had some initial conversations with a few communities, one of them being Bridgeport. They actually have a corridor study going on right now. And I'm forgetting the road that it's on, but it's a two one-way paired state road that they are interested in returning to two-way traffic. Oh, Megan, raising your hand.
Yep, good morning. I can give a brief update on that.
Okay.
This is Route 130. Like you said, it's a two one-way couplets, Connecticut and Stratford Avenue, that run in the east end of Bridgeport into Stratford. There's interest in some sort of like tactical urbanism project outside of like kind of like a civic area. And we are working with the district on getting, on coordinating that. There's going to be a meeting next week with them.
Yeah, so this is one of the, it's interesting because it is a state road, and we haven't done successfully a state road project yet. So we're excited to see how that goes. But Bridgeport being a community that we weren't able to work with in the previous years, we're excited to try to work with them this year. Another one that we're looking at is Wyndham, or really the Willimantic section of Wyndham. And there's a couple different projects that have been tossed about as potential options in that community. I don't know, Sam, if you have anything to add to that.
No, I mean, it's just a matter of getting staff to sit down and decide on something.
Yeah. They're also, I believe, the main street there in Windham is a state road, correct?
Yeah, Route 32 Main Street.
So that's another one where there potentially is a state road to deal with. And so that brings us to CTDOT. One thing that we have done, we've reached out to Connecticut DOT and basically have approached them as if they are a community and said, you know, why don't you guys pick a project, you know, given these parameters that we're looking at a distressed community, you know, disadvantaged neighborhoods, and a state road. And if you guys wanted to pick a project that you think we could do a demonstration on, do a tactical urbanism project on a state road, we would love to try it out. So really leaving it up to them to choose one, just as a way to sort of get in and try it out on a state road. So we're in very early discussions. We've done the initial outreach, haven't heard much back yet, other than that they'll think about it. But we have some time before year five starts, so we're excited to see where that goes. This would probably be in the CROG region that we would do this one. This would be the one project we would do in the CROG region for year five. And hopefully, probably in a community such as Hartford or New Britain, or possibly East Hartford. But we would still have to work with the district. So far, we're in contact with headquarters, but the district would have to get involved. So really all of those involve some DOT coordination, which we're cautiously optimistic about. But then we also we have a couple other additional possibilities. So there's, you know, I think one thing that we had done in the beginning was we did a lot more trainings. So we could do some statewide trainings on complete streets or tactical urbanism. I don't know. And I kind of wanted to bring this to you guys. Do you think there is sort of an appetite for some statewide training, some additional trainings or some like targeted trainings on specific topics? Kind of wanted to open that up to the group.
So I would say yes. In our case, every time we get our transportation technical advisory committee together, we uncover additional topics that we would like to have further resources and training on. And so I would say especially something like tactical urbanism would be very well received by our city engineers and public works directors.
Okay, that's good to know. Megan.
So we're going to be hosting a roundabout training workshop with DOT, Scott Bushy. Perhaps there's some sort of opportunity to, just have a short session about bike ped safety in roundabouts, since they're, being implemented more in the state.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, we could talk. When is that happening?
I can send you the information. This is July. This is late July. It's more like roundabouts 101, but maybe there is some sort of opportunity to build on that in the future.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Roundabouts can be tricky for bike ped activity going through them. So that would be interesting. Emily.
Hi, I am still learning about the communities in my new region. I've only been in Northwest Hills for a couple weeks, but certainly want to advocate for any training opportunities that might be of interest to more rural towns, smaller rural towns. I know some applications can be different for smaller roadways or small village centers, so just want to put that out there.
Okay, no, that's a great point. Any other feedback on that? As sort of possibility of trainings. I think we had done a small, specifically for the Northwest Hills COG, we had done a rural complete streets workshop at the beginning of the project, but we could definitely expand that. I think we had invited some other communities as well, but I think it was really only the Northwest Hills that showed up. But I know that would also be applicable possibly in the Northeast. And then of course there's rural communities mm-hmm. throughout the region or throughout the state that could be, that could benefit from that.
Yeah, we'd love to work with you on a follow-up, Tim, if I kind of remember that now, but that we did that. But we'd love to work with you on a revisiting that.
Okay. And then also, there's also the possibility of some additional municipalities that we could do some demonstration projects in. So I guess, given the parameters of looking at disadvantaged communities and also preferably not on state roads, simply because, we're trying a bunch of state roads already and they're a heavier lift. But looking at projects in some disadvantaged communities, trying out either demonstration projects or some small scale planning studies, are there other communities that you guys think we should be working in, that we should be outreaching to? No? Okay.
I think just thinking about it now, I know Bristol is pretty actively trying to improve some of their downtown area. They may have something. They're especially looking at some bike connections between some of the existing trail network and their downtown.
Okay.
Tim, have you done any work in Torrington? I can't remember if that other Northwest Hills project had any specifics for Torrington.
No, we haven't done anything in Torrington yet.
I could connect you.
Okay, yeah. I think they'd be interested in possibly trying some tactical urbanism.
Yeah, maybe. I'm brand new.
Right, yeah.
But I do think I've heard about some things that they were interested in some TA money, and I can't remember what the project was, but it could relate, so.
Okay.
Let's stay in touch about that. That'd be great.
Yeah, definitely. If you if you want to follow up with an email with some
okay
content, sounds that'd good. Be great. Any other ideas that people have?
Tim, I'm not sure if the entire city would be considered disadvantaged, but there are some areas of Norwalk that could benefit from some pedestrian and bicycle improvements. And I think the city would be interested if possible.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about Norwalk. So that would be interesting.
Tim?
Yes.
Hi, this is Helen. I just wanted to say, I know that Plainfield is getting an Amazon distribution warehouse. I don't believe there are sidewalks in that location, so that might be something that you might want to reach out to the town of Plainfield about, to do like a sidewalk audit or something like that with them.
Oh, okay. Do a sidewalk audit. Okay. Wow, everyone's getting an Amazon distribution facility, aren't they? They're just popping up all over the place.
It is the new way of the world, unfortunately.
Yeah. I remember when the state got like their first one and it was like a big deal, but now it's just like everywhere. All right. Any other input on this? And these are all some great ideas. I'll have to see what we can do in this last year.
Can I just ask a question, Tim? I'm sorry.
Sure.
Do you have any updates on the the report with the sidewalk or spatial stuff at the Killingly Industrial Park. And I think that they got funds to expand the sidewalks on Maple Street. Could you just correct me on that?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything since we delivered the final report to the town. They haven't been in touch about anything. So I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, that'd be great to know, though, if they got some money to do that.
I thought that they were putting in to expand the sidewalks that we talked about extensively at those meetings. So I just wanted to just circle back and see if you had any other information. Thank you.
No, yeah, that's a good point, though. I'll follow up with the town and see how it's going, because that would be great to know. And I'm sure the CDC would love to know if, you know, they were able to follow up on any of the recommendations from that plan. Sidewalks. Okay. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, I think that's my last slide. So any other questions, comments from anybody?
So just curious, Tim, and I'm sorry I wasn't here for the very beginning, but is the sixth, so you're going into the fifth year?
Yes.
Is there 6 years? Is there six total years?
No, five is the end.
Five is the end. Okay. Yeah. Just curious.
Yeah, so that'll, and that fifth year, it'll start basically October 1. So we have some time before that starts, and we'll probably have another meeting before then where we'll present really the final slate of projects for year 5 before Great. It goes into there. All right, well, thank you all for coming today. Let me stop sharing my screen. And I'll give you all 19 minutes of your day back, I guess, unless there's anything else. But yeah, again, thank you all for coming, and I hope you have a good holiday weekend.
Thanks, Tim. Great
Thanks.
Job.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
Thank you for your great work.
Yeah. Stop recording.